Welcome back, my friends. Le Cordon Green with the most amazing volunteers in the world, baby. Now you guys come alive. We are here with Stephen Reichlin and, of course, the always affable Chef Eric with a K, Holdo. And, Stephen, you know, you mentioned that you were inducted into the Hall of Fame. You were inducted with someone that is near and dear.
I sure was.
To all of us, and that would be?
Ed Fisher, the founder of Big Green Egg. And I want to tell you, it was a pretty mighty honor to be upstage. You know, I figured that there would be six people in the audience, including the organizers, and there were over 1,000 people. It was held at the Kansas City Royal, and it was a really amazing experience.
Well, did he get a rack of ribs, too?
He got a rack of ribs, too. We all got racks of ribs.
I don't think he put it in his closet. I'll have to talk to your wife about that. But, hey, listen, I can ruin any marriage. Just give me a few minutes. I can work on that. But one thing that we know is perfection on the queue is what you can do. And without further ado, why don't you lay it on us what you're going to cook and how you're going to do it, baby?
Well, folks, the new book is Project Smoke, and that is also the name of the new TV show. Season one aired in last summer. And season two, Project Smoke 2, will air this Memorial Day weekend. Right. And season two, we taped in Palm Springs, California. Absolutely gorgeous setting. And it was all about pushing the envelope. So we did smoke cocktails. We make smoke desserts. We did dishes you'd never dream of smoking. And in fact, one of the principles and messages of this book, Project Smoke, and of my TV show is that you can smoke anything. And you can smoke everything. And I want to cover the classics, the icons like briskets, ribs, pork shoulders, but also dishes you never dreamed you could smoke, like camembert cheese, and yes, ice cream for dessert. So what are we going to do today? I want to start with a smoked cocktail. It's called a mezcalini. It was a drink I discovered in Oaxaca, Mexico, which is the birthplace and epicenter of making a cousin of tequila that's called mezcal. Now, as I'll explain to you later, mezcal is made with fire-roasted cactus hearts, so it acquires this incredible smoky flavor. Next up, I want to do a planked camembert for you, and I want to dispel a little conventional wisdom. So when you cook on a cedar plank, what do? Normally, you soak it. I'm going to show you a different way.
Oh, here you go. Already starting, aren't you, Stephen?
Okay.
Already starting.
The third dish, now we think of sort of barbecue and smoking as being primarily a North American phenomenon, although they do a lot of smoking in Europe. Well, I have devoted a whole show in Project Smoke 2 to Asian smoke. And I want to show you a dish inspired by Japanese char siu, the Chinese char siu. Sorry about that. And fourth, last of all, for dessert, they said he couldn't do it, but we're going to do it. We're going to try it. We're going to smoke ice cream for
now
dessert.
It's interesting. When I was telling people that you were going to do that, of course, their eyes rolled back in their head and said, well, yeah, he's going to take the cream and he's going to. I said, no, he asked for Tom and Jerry's or Haagen-Dazs. So you are literally going to take the finished ice cream product and smoke it.
You bet. And I'll explain how the genesis of the dish, how I came to find a way to do it, why I did it, because having just said that you can smoke everything, which you can, doesn't mean you should smoke everything, okay? and this is all about finding dishes that are improved or transformed or magnified or exalted in some way by the blessing of wood smoke. But when I tried to smoke chocolate, it just didn't do anything. It's the flavor profile of chocolate you think about, it's kind of bitter, it's very strong flavor, and it fights with smoke. So we're only going to smoke things that make sense smoking. So
what's
anyway,
the worst thing? I mean, if you, the one thing that you did and said, OMG, baby, this is the worst thing. There's got to be one.
Well, I wouldn't say anything was worse. I mean, you know, happily after 20 years in this business, there are very few catastrophes that are inedible. But I would say that the smoked chocolate was disappointing, you know, and kind of had high hopes for it. However, we did figure out a workaround on that, and that is in Project Smoke, there is a smoked chocolate bread pudding. Now, the reason that works is because you're actually smoking the bread, not the chocolate. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, but enough talking. So let me turn to our first dish, the mescalini. Think of this as a mashup between a margarita and a mojito. Okay? Cocktail I discovered in Oaxaca, where I spent 4 bone-jarring days traveling over dirt roads for 3 hours at a stretch, 4 hours at a stretch, in order to arrive at tiny villages where mezcal is made. Now, we have a couple problems here, but there's no such thing as a problem. There's only a solution. So problem number one is we have a beautiful 100% agave cactus tequila, but no mezcal. No bother, I'm going to show you how to smoke tequila and turn it into mezcal. Step number two, when I make this in the book and on the TV show, I use a handheld smoker. It's called a smoking gun, or another brand is Aladdin.
Oh, no.
Think of it sort of as a bong that puts out wood smoke instead of the...
What is a bong?
Other stuff. Right. Don't worry, you didn't inhale either, I'm sure.
We've actually used that on the show quite
a few
times. Okay,
good. So. All right. So we don't have one. It didn't arrive here. We have 4 of them in circulation on my book tour, and they get FedEx from one city to the next to the next. But at any rate, no such thing as a mistake in the kitchen, just a new opportunity to discover a new way of doing things. So we are going to smoke ice. We're going to smoke tequila. And while we're at it, over a hot heat, we're going to grill some lime halves in order to put that smoky flavor into the mescalini. Okay, everybody with me?
Yep.
Any questions? So first thing we want to do is we have a cup of tequila, and it will go into a foil drip pan. All right? We have a foil pan of ice. May I have that back, please? Foil pan of ice. May I have a small plate, please, about that size? I'm going to cut a lime in half. I'm going to dip the lime in turbinado sugar or granulated brown sugar.
Oh,
all right? So I'm going to ask my cheerful assistants outside. We have set up a big green egg for cold smoking. Okay, that means just a tiny bit of charcoal at the bottom, a lot of unsoaked wood chips filling the smoker, filling the egg with smoke. Because we want to do cold smoking, we're going to smoke these ingredients without cooking them. So I'm going to ask you to take this tequila outside and cold smoke it. I'm going to ask you to take the ice outside and cold smoke it. The idea is we want to blast it with smoke for a long enough time to put smoke on the outside of the ice cubes, but a short enough time so that it doesn't melt. But you know what? If it does melt, don't worry about it. Just refreeze it, and you'll wind up with smoked ice. By the way, in the process of writing Project Smoke, I also discovered you could smoke water, just like the tequila. And once you have smoked water, that makes incredible ice cubes. Last thing I want to do, I crusted a half lime with brown sugar. We're going to send it outside, and now on an egg set up for direct grilling, ideally at a screaming hot 700-degree temperature, we're going to grill the lime halves, burn the sugar into the lime juice to create yet another layer of smoky flavor.
Now, Stephen, Chef Eric always practices. See, I have to work with Chef Eric, and I have to work with a Leviathan.
Yes,
so
yes.
I have to keep it consistent. Now, Chef Eric always says that if you're cooking with alcohol, it is imperative that you try it first.
Okay.
Do you feel the same way, number one?
Well, first of all, when you were touring the Oaxaca region to have this mezcal experience, and by the way, that's one of the most extraordinary experiences I've had in my life. It's totally, speaking of medieval, I mean, the process is so unindustrial. The fancy places use mules to turn the grindstone that grinds the
cactus hearts. The fancy places.
Yeah, but those are the technologically advanced places. And the real rustic places, they have a guy with a giant pestle who's pounding the cactus hearts by hand. That's about a 40-pound piece of wood. I've done it. It's really hard. The other thing that's quite extraordinary is, you know, we all like to say that, oh, the Europeans brought the art of distillation to the Americas. Well, in fact, one distillery that I visited, the still was made out of ceramic. Big ceramic pot on the bottom, smaller ceramic pot in the top that was filled with cold water. So the rising vapor condensed on the bottom of that ceramic pot and then was drawn with a bamboo tube to a collecting vessel. So here's a still that has not 1 ounce of metal in it, and I'm sure predates the arrival of the Spanish.
We are with Stephen Reichlin. It is, of course, Le Cordon Green. We are Chef of the Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs. Stephen, I got to tell you, when we come back, you're going to serve up one of these incredible beverages. And are you all ready for this? Are you ready to be served up?
Yes.
Not enthusiastic again. I don't know.
Well, you know, there's another group waiting outside.
Maybe we'll serve the mescalinis to them. We've got some great recipes here. We are at Le Cordon Green, which, of course, is a Big Green Egg Culinary Center. We are having more fun. If the government found out about it, they'd tax us. We're having so much fun. It's about food. It's about fun. It's about celebrating the good life. And also a reminder, this is National Hamburger Day today.
Oh.
And National Brisket Day. And International Pickle Week. And I've got some pickle trivia coming up for all you Einstein, shall we say. But until then, we've got not the Mexicali, I guess it's the agave, coming up right here at Le Cordon Gris, Chef of the Fat Man, taking it to the streets of Atlanta, Georgia, baby.
All right, thank you.